struck with no one at the wheel, had started to roll downhill. Mr. Arable dashed to the driver's seat and pulled on the emergency brake. The truck stopped. The geese cheered. Charlotte crouched and made herself as small as possible in the knot hole so Avery wouldn't see her. "Come out at once," cried Mrs. Arable. Avery crawled out of the crate on hands and knees, making faces at Wilbur. Wilbur fainted away. "The pig has passed out," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Throw water on him." "Throw buttermilk," suggested Avery. The geese cheered. Lurvy ran for a pail of water. Fern climbed into the pen and knelt by Wilbur's side. "It's sunstroke," said Zuckerman. "The heat is too much for him." "Maybe he's dead," said Avery. "Come out of that pig pen immediately," cried Mrs. Arable. Avery obeyed his mother and climbed into the back of the truck so he could see better. Lurvy returned with cold water and dashed it on Wilbur. "Throw some on me," cried Avery. "I'm hot, too." "Oh, keep quiet," hollered Fern. "Keep quiet." Her eyes were brimming with tears. Wilbur, feeling the cold water, came too. He rose slowly to his feet while the geese cheered. "He's up," said Mr. Arable. "I guess there's nothing wrong with him." "I'm hungry," said Avery. "I want a candied apple."
"Wilbur's all right now," said Fern. "We can start. I want to take a ride in the Ferris wheel."